Hare Krishna. Our overreactions reveal our sore spots. Suppose somebody touches us to shake hands. Normally, shaking hands is a pleasant experience and it's a polite expression of greeting. But suppose we have some sore on our hand, and if they shake hands and they press, we feel pain. Now, that pain is not because of the handshake. That pain is because there is a sore spot in our hand. So like that, there is an overreaction to that pressing of the hand, when doing the handshake, because we have a sore spot. And suppose that sore spot has no visible marking, or there is no scar or any swelling over there, then we may not even know that the sore spot is there. But when we see, when we feel the pain, at that time we understand, there is a sore spot over here. And then we may take the necessary medication to treat and correct it, cure it. So just what can happen with physical sore spots can also happen with our emotional sore spots. Now, we all have our conditionings, and we all have, because of those conditionings, certain things which we are sore about. So sometimes when there is a small provocation and we find ourselves subjected to a massive overreaction. That means somebody speaks some small thing and then you just come down upon them like a thunderbolt. Then others are shocked. Why did we get so angry? And then we may also get shocked. Why did I get so angry? But rather than simply blaming ourselves for being short-tempered, we can try to introspect and check what sore spot within us did they touch off. By introspecting thus, we can discover, this person, they spoke like this, and that reminded me of someone else who had spoken like that, and that person had betrayed me. And my anger at that betrayal towards that person came off over here. So like that, when we may have a conditioning of distrusting certain behavior and overreacting to that behavior, and that comes out at particular times. So by being introspective, by not just getting afflicted when our sore spots are triggered, we can actually become, instead of getting carried away with those reactions, we can focus on observing them and trying to understand what caused them. When we become introspective like this, then we will be able to deal with the situations without getting too troubled. So how can we do that? Because for that we need a higher source of fulfillment. If we have a higher fulfillment within us, then that higher fulfillment will enable us to deal with our outer agitation without overreaction. Because when the outer things are all that we know, all that we value, and then somebody threatens those outer things, even if the threat is subconscious and we don't understand it, still that threat will provoke an overreaction from us. But if we focus on the higher reality and get satisfaction and strength from that higher reality, then we will not be so shaken. And Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita 5th chapter 20th verse when he says, Na praharishet priyam prapya no dvijet prapya cha priyam sthira buddhira sammoodho brahmavid brahmani sthitaha. So he says, brahmavid brahmani sthitaha, a person who is situated, who knows the spiritual reality Brahma, and he knows who is situated in that spiritual reality brahmani sthitaha, such a person will not get elated when there is pleasure, nor will that person be devastated when there is pain. So this overreactions can be avoided or at least restrained when we have connection with a higher reality. And that connection with the higher reality comes by diligent practice of sadhana. So when we study the scriptures, when we chant the holy names, when we worship the deities and thus connect ourselves with Krishna diligently, then whenever there are problems in our life and when we tend to overreact, rather than getting carried away into that overreaction, we will firstly have the greater alertness to observe what is happening and to correct, to check ourselves from overreacting, and then to learn about our own sore spots, and then by absorbing ourselves in Krishna, by applying the medicative balm of the remembrance of Krishna, we can cure ourselves of those sore spots. Thank you. Hare Krishna.